Chapter 48.
1. So says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, against Moab. Woe to Nebo, for it is ravaged. Kiriath-Thaim is put to shame and captured. The fortress is put to shame and razed. 2. Moab shall not still be praised. In Heshbon they have plotted evil against it, saying, Come and let us cut it off as a nation, and you shall be silenced, O madmen. A sword will go after you. 3. A voice of crying from Horonim, plundering and great ruin. 4. Moab is broken up. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard. 5. For in the ascent to Luhith, they shall go up with great weeping. For in the descent to Horonim, the enemies have heard a cry of ruin. 6. Flee, save your lives, and be like a bare juniper in the wilderness. 7. For because you have trusted in your works and in your treasures, you shall also be captured, and Chemosh shall go into exile, both his priests and his rulers.
8. And a plunderer shall come on every city, and no city shall escape. Also the valley shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as Yahweh has spoken. 9. Give wings to Moab, for it will fly away, and its cities shall be a desert, without an inhabitant in them. 10. Cursed is he who does the work of Yahweh deceitfully, and cursed is he who keeps back his sword from blood. 11. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on his lees and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel. He has not gone into captivity. So his taste remains in him, and his scent is not changed. 12. So, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that I will send pourers to him, who shall pour him off, and shall empty his vessels, and break their jars in pieces. 13. And Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of their confidence in Bethel. 14. How do you say, we are mighty and strong men for war? 15. Moab is ravaged, and her cities have come up. And his chosen young men have gone down to the slaughter, says the king whose name is Yahweh of hosts. 16. The calamity of Moab is nearer to come, and his evil hurries fast. 17. All who are around him mourn for him. And all who know his name, say, how the strong staff is broken, the beautiful rod. 18. O dweller, daughter of Dibon, come down from glory and seek and thirst. For a ravager of Moab shall come on you. He has ruined your strongholds. 19. O dweller of Aroer, stand by the way and watch. Ask him who flees and her who escapes, say, what has happened? 20. Moab is put to shame, for it is torn down. Wail and cry. Tell it in Arnon that Moab is ravaged. 21. And judgment has come to the plain country, on Halon, and on Jahatsa, and on Photh. 22. And on Dibon, and on Bo, and on Beth-Diblathaim, 23, and on Kiriathaim, and on Beth-Gamal, and on Beth-Mion, 24, and on Kerioth, and on Bozrah, and on all the cities of the land of Moab, far and near.
25. The horn of Moab is cut off, and his arm is broken, says Yahweh. 26. Make him drunk. For he magnified himself against Yahweh. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and he also shall be a mockery. 27. For was not Israel a mockery to you? Was he found among thieves? For ever since you spoke of him, you lamented. 28. Dwellers of Moab, leave the cities, and lie in the rock, and be like the dove who makes her nest in the sides of the mouth of the pit. 29. We have heard the pride of Moab, he is exceeding proud. His loftiness, and his pride, and his arrogance, and his elevated heart. 30. I have known, declares Yahweh, his wrath, and it is not so. His lie, they have not done so. 31. On account of this I will wail for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab, and he shall mourn for the men of Kehaz. 32. O vine of Sibmah, I will weep for you more than the weeping of Jezer. Your plants have crossed the sea. They reach to the sea of Jezer. A ravager has fallen on your harvest, and on your grape crop. 33. and joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field, and from the land of Moab. And I have caused wine to cease from the wine presses. None shall tread the grapes with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting. 34. From the city of Heshbon to Elilek, to Jahats, they have given their voice, from Zor to Horonim, like a heifer 3 years old. For the waters of Nimrim also shall be desolate. 35. Also I will cause him who offers in the high places to cease in Moab, says Yahweh, and he who burns incense to his gods. 36. On account of this my heart shall mourn for Moab, like flutes, and my heart shall sound like flutes for the men of Kehaz, because the riches that he has gotten have perished. 37. For every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped. On all the hands shall be cuttings, and sackcloth on the loins. 38. On all Moab's housetops, and in its streets, is wailing for all. For I have broken Moab like a vessel. No pleasure is in it, says Yahweh. 39. They shall howl, saying, how it is broken down! How has Moab turned his back in shame? So Moab shall be a mockery, and a terror to all those around him. 40. For so says Yahweh, behold, he shall fly like an eagle, and shall spread his wings toward Moab. 41. Kiriath is captured, and the strongholds are seized. And the mighty men's hearts in Moab shall be at that day like the heart of a woman being distressed. 42. And Moab shall be destroyed from being a people, because he has magnified himself against Yahweh. 43. Fear, and the pit, and the snare, shall be on you, O one living in Moab, declares Yahweh. 44. He who flees from the dread shall fall into the pit, and he who goes up out of the pit shall be taken in the snare. For I will bring it on Moab, the year of their punishment, declares Yahweh. 45. Those who fled stood powerless in the shadow of Heshbon, for a fire shall come out of Heshbon, and a flame out of the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the sons of tumult.
46. Woe to you, Moab! The people of Shemash have perished. For your sons are taken away into exile, and your daughters into exile. 47. But I will restore the prisoners of Moab in the end of the days, declares Yahweh. So far is the judgment of Moab.
Chapter 49.
1. So says Yahweh to the sons of Ammon, has Israel no sons? Or has he no heir? Why does their king inherit Ged, and his people dwell in its cities? 2. So, behold, the days come, declares Yahweh, that I will cause a shout of war to be heard in Rabbah of the sons of Ammon. And it shall be a heap, a ruin, and her daughter villages shall be burned with fire. Then Israel shall inherit his inheritance, says Yahweh. 3. Wail, O Heshbon, for I is spoiled. Cry, daughters of Rabbah, gird yourselves with sackcloth, mourn, and run to and fro in the walls. For their king shall go into exile, his priests and his rulers together. 4. Why do you glory in your valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding daughter? She trusted in her treasures, saying, who shall come to me? 5. Behold, I will bring a dread on you, declares Yahweh of hosts, from all those who are around you. And you shall be driven out, each man before him. And there shall be none to gather up the runaways. 6. And after this I will bring again the prisoners of the sons of Ammon, declares Yahweh.
7. So says Yahweh of hosts concerning Edom. Is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished?
8. Flee, turn back, go deep to dwell, O people of Dedan. For I will bring the calamity of Esau on him in the time I will visit him. 9. If the grape gatherers come to you, would they not leave gleanings? If thieves come by night, will they destroy until they have enough?
10. But I have stripped Esau, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is ravaged, also his brothers and his neighbors, and he is not?
11. Leave your orphans, I will keep them alive. And let your widows trust in me. 12. For so says Yahweh, Behold, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup, surely they have drunk. And are you to be entirely acquitted? You shall not be acquitted, but surely you shall drink. 13. For I have sworn by myself, declares Yahweh, that Bozrah shall become a ruin, a reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all its cities shall be wastes forever. 14. I have heard a message from Yahweh, and a herald is sent to the nations, gather together and come against her, and rise up to the battle. 15. For, behold, I will make you small among the nations, despised among men. 16. Your dreadfulness has deceived you, the pride of your heart, you who live in the clefts of the rock, who hold the height of the hill. Though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, declares Yahweh. 17. And Edom shall be a ruin, everyone who goes by it shall be amazed and shall hiss at all its plagues. 18. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and its neighbor, declares Yahweh, no man shall remain there, a son of man shall not live in it. 19. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the home of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from it. And who is the chosen one I shall appoint over it? For who is like me? And who will summon me? And who then is a shepherd who will stand before me? 20. So then, hear the counsel of Yahweh which he has planned against Edom, and his purposes which he has proposed against those living in Teman. Surely they shall drag them, the least of the flock. Surely he shall make their dwellings desolate over them. 21. The earth is shaken at the noise of their fall. When they cried, the noise of it was heard in the Red Sea. 22. Behold, he shall come up and fly like the eagle and spread his wings over Bozrah. And at that day the heart of the mighty man of Edom shall be like the heart of a woman being distressed. 23. Concerning Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are put to shame, for they have heard bad news, they are melted, anxiety is in the sea, it cannot be quiet. 24. Damascus has become feeble, she has turned to flee, and trembling has seized her, anguish and sorrows have taken her like a woman giving birth. 25. How is the city of praise not forsaken, the city of my joy? 26. So her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be silenced in that day, says Yahweh of hosts. 27. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall burn up the palaces of Ben-Hadad. 28. So says Yahweh concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor which Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, struck, rise up, go up to Kedar, and strip the sons of the east. 29. They shall take their tents and their flocks. They shall take their curtains, and all their vessels, and their camels, to themselves. And they shall cry to them, terror is all around. 30. Flee, go far away, go deep to dwell, ones living in Hazor, declares Yahweh. For Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you, and has plotted a scheme against you. 31. Rise up, go up to the nation that is, who dwells securely, declares Yahweh, neither gates nor bars are on it, and they dwell alone. 32. And their camels shall be a prize, and the multitude of their cattle a prey. And I will scatter them to all winds, those who cut the corners of their beards. And I will bring their calamity from all sides of it, says Yahweh. 33. And Hazor shall be a dwelling for jackals, a ruin forever. No man shall live there, nor any son of man stay in it. 34. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah the prophet against Elam in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, 35. So says Yahweh of hosts, Behold I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. 36. And I will bring the four winds from the four ends of the heavens on Elam, and will scatter them toward all those winds. And there shall be no nation where the outcasts of Elam shall not come. 37. And I will cause Elam to be afraid before their enemies and before those seeking their life. And I will bring evil on them, the burning of my anger, declares Yahweh. And I will send the sword after them until I have destroyed them. 38. and I will set my throne in Elam, and I will destroy the king and the rulers from there, declares Yahweh. 39, but it shall happen in the latter days, I will turn back the captivity of Elam, declares Yahweh.
Chapter 50.
1. The word that Yahweh spoke against Babylon, against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. 2. Declare among the nations, and make them hear, and lift up a banner. Make them hear, do not hide it, say, Babylon is captured, Bel is put to shame, Merodach is broken in pieces, her images are put to shame, her idols are broken in pieces. 3. For a nation comes up against her from the north, which shall make her land a desert. Yea, no one shall dwell in it. They shall flee, they shall go, both man and animal.
4. In these days, and at that time, the sons of Israel shall come, declares Yahweh, they and the sons of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek Yahweh their Elohim. 5. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces pointing there, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yahweh in an everlasting covenant never to be forgotten. 6. My people are lost sheep, their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They turned them away on the mountains, they have gone from mountain to hill, they have forgotten their resting place.
7. All who have found them have devoured them. And their foes said, we are not guilty, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of righteousness, and Yahweh, their father's hope. 8. Flee from the midst of Babylon, and go out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. 9. For, behold, I am stirring up and bringing up a company of great nations from a northern land against Babylon. And they shall array themselves against her. She shall be captured there, their arrows shall be as those of a mighty, skillful man, they shall not return empty. 10. And Chaldea shall be a prize, all who plunder her shall be satisfied, declares Yahweh. 11. Because you rejoice, because you exult, O destroyers of my inheritance, because you are fat like the heifer in grass, and nigh like strong ones. 12. Your mother shall be deeply ashamed, she who bore you shall turn pale. Behold, the last of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. 13. Because of the wrath of Yahweh, it shall not be inhabited, but all of it shall be a waste. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be amazed and hiss at all her plagues. 14. Put yourselves in order against Babylon all around. All you who tread a bow, shoot at her. Do not spare arrows, for she has sinned against Yahweh. 15. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand, her foundations have fallen, her walls have been thrown down, for it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Take vengeance on her. As she has done, do to her. 16. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and the one handling the sickle in the time of harvest. They shall turn from the sword of the oppressor, each one to his people. And they shall flee, each one to his own land. 17. Israel is a scattered sheep, driven away by lions. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. And last, this king Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon crunched his bones. 18. So Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, says this, behold, I am punishing the king of Babylon and his land as I have punished the king of Assyria. 19. And I will again bring Israel to his home, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and Gilead. 20. In those days, and at that time, states Yahweh, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and it is not, and the sins of Judah, and they will not be found, for I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. 21. Go up against the land of Merathaim, against it and against the dwellers of Pekod. Waste and destroy after them, says Yahweh, and do according to all that I have commanded you. 22. A sound of battle is in the land and of great ruin. 23. How the hammer of all the earth is cut off and broken. How Babylon has become a ruin among the nations. 24. I have laid a trap for you, and you also are captured, Babylon, and you did not know. You were found and also cut, because you stirred up yourself against Yahweh. 25, Yahweh has opened his armory and has brought out the weapons of his fury. For this is a work of Adonai, Yahweh of hosts, in the land of the Chaldeans. 26, come against her from the end, open her granaries, pile her up as heaps and utterly destroy her. Do not let a remnant be left. 27, put the sword to all her bulls, let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them! For their day has come, the time of their punishment. 28, the voice of those who flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of Yahweh our Elohim, the vengeance of his sanctuary. 29, make the archers hear against Babylon. All you who tread about camp against it all around. Let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work, according to all that she has done, do to her. For she has been proud against Yahweh, against the set-apart one of Israel. 30, so her young men shall fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be silenced in that day, declares Yahweh. 31, behold, I am against you, O proud one, says Adonai Yahweh of hosts, for your day has come, the time I will punish you. 32, and the proud one shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall burn up everything all around him. 33, so says Yahweh of hosts, the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah are oppressed together. Yea, all who captured them held them fast, they refused to let them go. 34, the Redeemer is strong, Yahweh of hosts is his name. Surely he shall plead their cause, so that he may give rest to the land, and make to tremble the dwellers of Babylon. 35, a sword is on the Chaldeans, states Yahweh, and on those living in Babylon, and on her rulers, and on her wise men. 36, a sword is on the liars, and they shall become fools, a sword is on her mighty men, and they shall be broken. 37, a sword is on his horses and his chariots, and to all the mixed people in her midst, and they shall become his women. A sword is to her treasuries, and they shall be robbed. 38, a drought is on her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is the land of idols, and they boast themselves in idols. 39, so the beasts of the desert shall dwell there with jackals. And the daughters of the ostrich shall dwell in her again. And it shall not again have anyone in it forever, it shall not be lived in from generation and generation. 40, as Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, states Yahweh, so no man shall live there, nor shall a son of man stay in it. 41, behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be stirred up from the farthest parts of the earth. 42, they lay hold of a bow and a javelin, they shall be cruel and will show no mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and arrayed like a man for the battle, they shall ride on horses against you, O daughter of Babylon. 43, the king of Babylon has heard their report, and his hands became limp, anguish took hold of him, pangs like a woman giving birth. 44, behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the home of the brave. But I will make them suddenly run away from it. And who is a chosen one I will appoint over it? For who is like me? And who will summon me? And who is a shepherd who will stand before me? 45, so hear the counsel of Yahweh that he has planned against Babylon, and his purposes which he has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans, surely they shall drag them, the least of the flock. Surely he will make their dwelling desolate over them. 46, at the sound of Babylon's capture, the earth shall tremble, and a cry is heard among the nations.